This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, in just a couple minutes here, I'm going to have my friend Nancy Barham online with me, and we're going to be talking about bills being proposed and preventing mandated vaccinations. Again, it may be one of those situations, friends, where the burden of proof lies on them that they have the constitutional authority to mandate any vaccinations, because I can't find it, okay? But before we get to that, what we're going to be doing, friends, is we're going to be talking about, again, bills being purposed in preventing mandated vaccinations. In the meantime, I got a couple questions that I want to throw out there for my listeners. Do you guys remember when this all began to transpire, this whole COVID pandemic, this perpetuated fraud by corruption in government? Do you remember when this first came out and literally thousands of doctors and scientists came out against Fauci's lockdowns, which I'm trying to figure out where he received that delegated authority from. But they came out against Fauci's lockdowns, including a Nobel Peace Prize winning biophysicist. And yet, for some reason or another, and by the way, I'm looking at Red State right now, and I'm looking at other outlets that promoted this. Even Newt Gingrich said that they came out with literally 600 physicians, and they're sending a letter to the government saying, wait a second, this is all premeditated, this is pre-planned, this is a plandemic, this is fraud. And yet all the doctors and the tens of thousands, friends, were literally just, well, they rode over them roughshod. They just ignored the voice of the people. Now, just think about it. They have the American people talking about the vaccination when they can't even prove, friends, the degree or the sensationalized version of this virus. They can't prove it. Friends, it's been debunked. They've lost the narrative. And what they've continuously come out with, from Ron Paul to that of Robert Kennedy, that this is about forced compliance. This is about the government coming in and taking more control over the lives of the constituents that they themselves promised that they would serve, when in fact, that's not at all what they're doing, friends. And again, we've reiterated this point. We've gleaned the field, friends, of points to make concerning the topic and showing you that it's been debunked. And I want to add one more thing, because I'm going to play some audio before we get Nancy up on the radio with us. It's interesting to note that when these thousands of doctors and scientists that came out against Fauci's lockdowns, you know what's interesting about all this? Is the point, friends, that the big tech companies were right along with them concerning any other crisis now that we're noticing, to expunge the narrative that contrasts or stands in stark contrast to the narrative that they're driving right now. Folks, again, I want to reiterate the point, and I want to remind you, it's not a virus that's under attack. It's the American people that are under attack. If you're waiting for something more to happen, read Amos 6:3. It's not going to. The only thing that's going to happen now is they're going to force their way into your home, and they're going to jam a needle in your arm. Now, I didn't say that, friends. It's exactly what they're saying through their actions, because actions speak a lot louder than words. Well, there's people out there that are just saying absolutely not. So let me say it this way. They're pushing for a war. They're pushing for a war, again, concerning a narrative that they cannot prove. Now, I just came up with this. I was listening to some stuff while I was running across the state of Minnesota taking care of a business. And it's a piece of audio from that of Ron Paul coming out on the CDC just today. And, again, it's debunking the CDC. And I guess the CDC decided to come out and make themselves upright in the face of the people by correcting their statistics. So, Judah, why don't you go ahead and play that piece of Ron Paul talking about the CDC. Listen to this, friends.
Thank you for tuning in to the Liberty Report. With me today is Daniel McAdams, our co-host. Good to see you, Daniel. How are you doing?
I am doing a lot better than I was a few days ago.
You're recovering too, huh?
I'm recovering too, yeah.
Oh, good.
Wonderful to see you here, Dr. Paul.
Well, modern medicine, sometimes they do the right thing.
They do the right thing.
When we criticize medicine on what they do with coronavirus, you know, I think they're legitimate. But when the doctors are left alone, I was thinking about the technology that we dreamed of.
Hey, we're getting into it here, friends.
The technology was very beneficial. And timing and everything else. So, and I certainly appreciate a lot of the concern expressed. But I'm here today and ready and raring to go.
That's
and
right.
Solve our problem.
Hey, this is where it gets into it.
Here we go.
But we have other good news today. And guess where we're getting the good news? From the CDC.
That's right.
And they put it on the front page and said, that Daniel McAdams and Ron Paul, they're right. And here, we'll prove they're right. Here are our statistics. So they come out with these statistics. And they're just a wonderful.
It's their infection fatality ratio, and it's very important because that is the proportion of deaths among the infected population in total. And they have several different scenarios that they're dealing with. Their current scenario, which is the current best estimate, infection fatality ratio ages 0 to 19, 0.00003.
Listen to the stats.
20 to 49, 0.0002. 50 to 69 years, 0.005. 70 plus, 0.054. So that is their numbers.
Everybody knows the kids aren't getting this, and yet the schools are being closed down.
Yeah.
It's horrendous. And that's continuing. The whole thing is this is a gimmick for submission.
Submission,
and
yeah.
I think that's a powerful term, because especially when I think about how the football games go and the masking goes,
Can't prove the narrative, friends. They're talking
so
about vaccinations.
If you don't follow the rules, then you're not submitting to what is right and the authorities.
Are you guys listening to what Ron Paul's saying? Who better to tell us than an insider? This is about submission. This is about forced compliance. Again, let me reiterate the point, friends, over and over and over. I'm going to continuously beat this drum until you hear this. It's unconstitutional. It is nugatory. Null and void. They don't have the authority to push the initiatives that they have pushed, friends, to force anybody to wear a mask, to force somebody to shut down their businesses. And yet there's the people complying with it. You're acting like the criminals themselves. No wonder why they do what they do. But again, friends, what are we doing? We're talking about the CDC and their statistics, which only proves the point. What's the big deal? Folks, what the big deal is tyranny is taking its mask off. Well, they have forced it upon your face if you're willing to take it. We're going to come right back with my friend Nancy Barham in just a couple minutes. Bills being proposed in preventing mandated vaccinations. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and check out the 13 to 15 articles that are there combating the lies in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to watch us live, you can do that as well. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click on to YouTube and join us on Top Chat. You can also do the same thing on beforeitsnews.com. beforeitsnews.com on the front page. Click on to YouTube, join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, you can. Please stick to the topic. We have a guest today, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, we follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests, Article 4, Section 4, all based on the Torah called Common Law, the Mosaic Institution, just in case you didn't know, okay? Now, folks, I got a friend here, Nancy Merrim. She's the daughter of a Detroit police officer, and she's also a stay-at-home mother. She is married to her husband, Philip, in 1987, and they have three children, Abigail, Philip, and little Nancy Lee. Nancy received a Bachelor of Arts degree in journalism. And folks, really what this means is she's smarter than I am, and she should actually be interviewing me. So with that said, after college, she spent the next 20 years fundraising for various nonprofits in the Lansing, Michigan area while working full-time. She often joined her husband on a nationwide ministry, bringing in speakers to discuss how current events fit into Bible prophecy. Now, after homeschooling for several years, Nancy was asked to work in the Michigan legislature. Both her and her husband work active in local and state politics, so this was a natural fit. She has worked on issues ranging from education, where she has assisted her representative on the state school aid budget, to transportation, local government, and Second Amendment issues. And in 2014, she was the first staff member awarded awarded the Badge of Honor Award from the Constitutional Alliance for her work on meter choice legislation. Nancy is also a proven track record, has, she does, a proven track record for standing up for the unborn. Though writing numerous pro-life pieces of legislation, she worked with her husband as county captain, captains for the Michigan Heartbeat Petition Drive, and has been named president of M1 for Life, a new pro-life organization in Michigan. Currently, she works as a legislative director for a representative from St. Clair County. So without further ado, I'm going to pull up my friend, Nancy Barham. How are you, ma'am?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on, Bradley.
Yeah, thank you for joining me. Now, listen, I've seen you at several of the outings at the Capitol, several of these events that are actually standing up against the tyranny that we're seeing in your prospective states. And after reading your biography here, I guess, you know, how I feel about this is maybe you should be doing the interview with me rather than me, you, because you seem to be smarter than I am.
No. We're all on the same
page.
We're all working together.
Okay, so that, yeah, you do. We got all these, you know, all these accolades. You know what's interesting about accolades to me? I remember when James Madison, as a matter of fact, the father of our Constitution, said, you know, philosophy is big words with common sense meaning. And it's interesting how we see all these smart people, and they got all these accolades, and they got all these accreditations, and so on and so forth. But I noticed a lot of times you can't understand what they're saying, and I find that you can't understand what they're saying because they themselves don't understand it. So I think it's good to just kind of fall down to that model of heaven, which would be a child, and on so many fronts, because that way at least people get the point that you're trying to make. And
I know my husband likes to say that there's a lot of people that are educated into imbecility. The more you're educated, sometimes the less smart you are.
Yeah, well, that's true. And you know, even if they're really super intellectual, what good are they if they don't know how to tell the truth, Nancy?
Absolutely. And the more they're educated, the less likely they are to relate to people like you and me that are out here working, because they're never in the real world. That's part of the problem.
That is part of the problem.
They never have to deal with real world issues. But they think that they need to tell all of us minions, that they call us, what to do.
Well, that's how they treat us. Yeah, they act as if they're the demigods. So, well, let's get to this. We're going to be talking about bills being purposed in preventing mandated vaccines. The first thing I want to ask is, because I know, Nancy, right now that you're actually proposing, you're drafting up a bill to stop mandated vaccinations. I just want to ask you, and this isn't an I gotcha question, okay? I'm just curious to know if you know the difference or not. But do they have the constitutional authority to mandate anybody getting a vaccination in the first place?
Actually, they don't.
Exactly.
So
what you're doing is basically safe-ouching and bringing this attention that's needed to the people to understand that they don't have the authority. Is that what this bill is all about?
Right. It's the safeguard, because as this COVID-19 pandemic, which is really not a pandemic in my opinion, has gone on, the fear factors have gone up. People are scared to death, and they think that the only solution is not our Father God there to protect us, but it's a vaccination.
Yeah.
And we all know that vaccinations harm people. Some don't harm people, but I'd rather side on the side of caution than to put something vile into my body that nobody has known anything about. And because 45 states have exemption to a vaccination, such as a religious or philosophical, Michigan being one of them, I spoke with my boss, who is a congressional legislator, like you mentioned, out of St. Clair County, and said we need to safeguard people who don't want to have this mandated and pushed down their throat.
Yeah.
So we agreed to write the piece of legislation, which is HB 6260, which was introduced a couple of weeks ago, and put it into the statute where it gives you that exemption. And it would state that anything during a pandemic, you cannot force somebody to get something of this sort.
That's right. And if, let me just stop you right there, because there's several things that you're saying right now. We have federal judges standing up in North Carolina, Pennsylvania. We have it happening in Michigan right now, where the Supreme Courts, the again, federal judges, superior courts, whatever the case may be, are standing up and saying the governors don't have the constitutional authority in doing so. Okay, so I would ask the question, number one, who's telling you, first and foremost, and I'm speaking to my listeners, Nancy, that there is a pandemic? The same people that lie to you 24/7, the same people that have been busted in scandal after scandal after scandal. I like to say it this way when I run into someone that's looking at me like there's something wrong with me when they have a mask on. Again, remember, I'm the conspiracy theorist, right? And they have the mask on. But I ask them the question, who told you that there's a virus? Well, the media. Do you trust the media? Nope, 94% of the people don't. Do you trust the government? Nope. Congress has 11% approval rating. So then why is it that you're wearing a mask? These are the people that are designing these pandemics to further wield control over the American people. And I don't for the life of me understand it. Now, let me go back one more point that you were making, and I'm answering some of the points that you were making here, Nancy. The Bible says that if there is a pandemic, if there is a virus, we go to him, okay? Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. It also tells us in Scripture that life is in the blood. Why is it that these ill-designing men, Ephesians 4:14, read it, John 8:44, read it, 1 Kings 13:33, read it. It's interesting, these ill-designing, cunning men want to design a pandemic to contaminate our blood when that's where the life is. And furthermore, when you go to Leviticus 19:19, it also tells us in Scripture that we're not supposed to mix, okay? And there's a reason for all of that. And again, if we consider the source, like a Bill Gates, and understanding who he is and how he wants to depopulate the world, that's not a fear tactic. It's something he has said. You can watch the video. You can read the quotes. He said it straight out of his mouth. And understanding, again, the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree. Look at Bill Gates' daddy. He was the operator, the head CEO of Planned Parenthood. Okay? So catching up to now what you were just saying, I want to know, first and foremost, how is it that you, Nancy Burham, got involved in legislature in the first place?
Well, my husband and I have been involved in politics for years, him much longer than I have been, due to his mother being an elected official over on the west side of our state here. And, you know, I graduated with a journalism degree. From the time I have been a teenager, I've been involved in asking questions, involved in politics of some sort. And so we've always worked at the local level, helping local candidates, just trying to get good people into office, good, godly people. And when my state rep back 10 years ago was in his last term, he asked me to come and work for him. And at that point, I was homeschooling kids. My husband had a business.
Nancy, can I have you take a pause there? I'm going to bring you right back up on this hard break on the other side. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, talking to Nancy Barron. We'll be right back on the other side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is calling on Congress to provide more help to the economy. Speaking to the National Association for Business Economics Tuesday, Powell says the more stimulus lawmakers can provide, the better the economic recovery will be.
Too little support would lead to a weak recovery, creating unnecessary hardship for households and businesses. Over time, household insolvencies and business bankruptcies would rise, harming the productive capacity of the economy and holding back wage growth. By contrast, the risks of overdoing it seem, for now, to be smaller.
Hurricane Delta continues to strengthen as it bears down on the Gulf of Mexico. The latest data from the National Hurricane Center shows the storm has strengthened into a Category 4 hurricane, packing winds of more than 130 miles an hour. Delta is expected to make landfall later today on the Yucatan Peninsula, then turn north, targeting Louisiana by Friday. This is USA Radio News. Time is running out to register to vote in many states. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
The deadline to register to vote in the 2020 presidential election is here for some states, while it has passed for a couple of others. In Louisiana, Monday was the deadline to register to vote in person or by mail, but residents may still register to vote online until October 13th. Tuesday is the deadline in New Mexico, with a Friday deadline in New York and Oklahoma, and Saturday in Delaware. This voter telling News Nation,
I didn't want to be responsible for the election carrying on by casting a provisional vote, so I wanted to be sure that I was registered and my vote would be counted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The IRS is giving millions of Americans more time to register for a coronavirus stimulus check. The IRS is extending the deadline to register for the one-time payment to November 21st. The extra time is only for individuals who don't usually file a tax return and haven't yet received the economic impact payment. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Okay, sorry about that, folks. We got Nancy Barham right now, who is proposing, and well, she would be the architect of a bill that's being created right now. It's a proposed bill in preventing mandated vaccinations. And I didn't mean to cut you off that way. It was a hard break, Nancy. I'd ask you the question, how did you get involved in working with legislature?
Well, sorry about that. I was probably going on a little too much, though, too. But I was asked by the former state rep of where I live now to come and join him and be on his staff. And I have worked for 2 other legislators since then through their entirety with my current boss right now. And it's been a privilege. I feel it's an honor to be able to work down there. I know that a lot of people don't look at it that way when they're working down there, but I do, because we are dealing with people's lives. No matter what we introduce in bill form that becomes a law, it affects somebody's life. And that, I take that very seriously, and I want my children to know that I will do everything I can for them and their children, my grandchildren, one day, not now. I will never be able to look them in the eye and say, oh, I was too busy, I didn't have time, because I want to make sure that their life is valuable and they have a bright future, because right now it's not looking too good, and that is frightening.
That's right. And by the way, just to add to that conversation, that's exactly what we noted 23 years ago. I remember after Columbine in 1999, April 20th, I noticed that everybody was running from the schools, and I thought, wait a second, this is like a green light to me. These kids are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. We have to stand up and fight for them, not give them over to the enemy. And how much sense does that make in the first place, regardless if it's the education system or the medical industry, to just hand our kids off or the up-and-coming generations to those that mean to destroy? Let's just call them for what they are, the enemies of who we are in this country. And when we begin to look at these, you know, these talks going on right now about these vaccinations coming up concerning this pandemic, it's interesting because 6 months ago we called it for what it was. Wait until this comes out. We'll know in just a little bit. Let it transpire. Let it roll out for a couple minutes. And we're going to find out what the pill and the jam is. And sure enough, they just rode roughshod right over the top of the people and all the tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of doctors on a global basis, and they just kept driving the narrative. And now here we are. So you're proposing a bill to stop the mandating of that concerning vaccinations. So the bill is HB 6260. And when we look at that, what does HB 6260 do for people regarding a new COVID vaccine?
It basically just allows them to, for philosophical or religious reasons, get an exemption, or if a physician that they see specifies that they cannot take the vaccination for health reasons of any type, then they're exempt from having to go through and take that vaccination. Just like if a child was going to school, they can get that exemption and be able to be free. Actually, so it's not something we should do or should have to do. But unfortunately, if anybody says that they don't believe in vaccinations for one reason or another, they're automatically labeled anti-vax. They're trying to be shunned. They want to kill their children. All these different horrible, horrific things that people have told myself and people that I know. And it's really sad because it is a choice, but it only seems to be a choice if it's something that the left doesn't believe in. And actually, a lot of people on the right, too, try to shun you as well. And it's very disheartening.
You know, it's interesting when we get into those kind of conversations, how people talk about the left-right paradigm in the country. And the fact of the matter is we know what that's set up to do. It's set up to divide, because when we're talking about the Republicans or the Democrats, they're both unconstitutional parties. And the fact of the matter is we have 101 now party affiliations, and they're all unconstitutional. We're ruled by law, not by opinion. But to add to that, it's also interesting to note that there are two types of people in this country, either those that are ruled by law, which makes them free in adherence to it, or those that don't, which makes them criminal. So when we talk about the right versus the left, really what it comes down to, Nancy, is if the right was doing the right thing all the time, and that's what you're proposing here through this bill, then there wouldn't be a left. Now, when you were just talking, I was thinking about South Dakota, because I know that they were preparing a bill as well to defeat vaccination requirements. And notice the wordplay here, requirements. It's not mandated, it's required. But the fact of the matter is, if you don't fall in line with their requirements, then your kids don't go to school. Well, they're doing you a favor, folks. If that's the case, then get your kids out of school. That's not where they belong in the first place. But they actually defeated the bill in South Dakota. What do you suspect is going to be taking place with this proposed bill in the up-and-coming legislation as you propose it? Do you think they're going to attempt to shoot it down right away? Do you have support within that will ride this thing through? Or do you think this is just going to come down to the American people standing up and saying you're not going to do this anymore, regardless if you advocate Nancy's bill or not? We're going to defend ourselves, and you're not putting a needle in our kids.
Well, as you have mentioned, we have a governor here in Michigan who is an evil woman, and I'm not afraid to say that, because the things that she has done to lock down Michigan is pure evil. People have lost their businesses that have been in business for years and years, generations in some cases. Opioid abuse is up by 30%. Domestic violence is up. Child abuse is up. Suicides are up. All because of one woman taking the law into her own hands, which is not even the law. She signs saying mask up. It's the law. It's not the law. it was an unconstitutional executive order, which our Michigan Supreme Court has already decided that was the case. But because of her evilness, she will never entertain signing such a thing because she believes all children should be poked and prodded as much as adults because she thinks they should be. It's all about power for her.
Oh, absolutely. I was going to say, and just to add to that, Nancy, it's interesting how Bill Gates and, you know, the crew over there are trying to mandate this on the American people and on a global basis, mind you. But those vaccinations don't apply to Billy Bob, Melinda, or his kids. So this is one of those, this is one of those scenarios of it applies to you peasants, but not to us demigods. And that's where the American people need to get the momentum of law, because America, you are the law. You need to get your momentum and get on the offensive rather than staying on the defensive.
Well, and you do notice that it's do as I say, not as I do.
Yep.
We see that all the time from those that are in power. My boss, I can tell you that, the legislator I work for, does not act that way. He is a guy like you and my husband, where he comes in his jeans and a t-shirt and a ball cap, changes into his Superman suit to go do his thing, comes back and changes back into his real clothes, real life. You know, he's not there to further himself. He's not there to get another career. He's already been there, done that. And that's the problem with what we have. We have too many people like a Gretchen Whitmer who's done nothing but serve in public life. We see that on both sides of the aisle, at least here in Michigan, and it's something that shouldn't be happening. You have to have life experience before you get to positions where you're making decisions for other people. If you've never made a mortgage or a payroll or paid taxes, you should not be making those decisions for me or you or anybody else.
But
unfortunately, we have people who think that, oh, the young guys can go and do it because we're too tired now. No, the young guys don't know or gals don't have any clue on how things will be affecting them or others down the road if they've never had it affect them to begin with.
That's right. And that's why it's so important for us to all understand their scope of authority, because what we're seeing on, not just in Michigan, but across the country, where many of these mayors and these governors are acting outside of their scope of authority, and the people do need to understand as well that as they peruse the U.S. Constitution, they have the authority to not only stop these individuals, not just through your vote, but once they commit the act of the smallest of violations, even misdemeanors, Article 2, Section 4, they can be removed. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, they've already gone outside of their scope of authority. They are now assailing the American people, working on the behest of special interest groups. You know it as well as I do. And not only are they going back to the Constitution to be removed and impeached, by the way, but they're also supposed to be indicted once they are impeached, and that's found in Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Why do you believe it's important to have the safeguards in place? And will this actually go anywhere under the type of government that you have in Michigan? You just highlighted how much of a criminal she really is, a tyrant that she really is. And if you didn't, I am. What kind of ground do you see this taking? I mean, obviously the moms and the dads are all about this. But again, what we're dealing with right now is tyranny in action.
Well, we did it obviously because we want people to have that choice. We're working on some other legislation to be able to not have employers mandated as well, because I couldn't put it all in the same bill, so we're working on that. But I know she'll never sign it. At this point in the year, we probably won't get it too far, even if we can get it to her desk. She won't sign it. But there's a new session starting in January. We'll probably reintroduce it because this isn't going away anytime soon, we know, with this fear-mongering. So we'll reintroduce it. But until we have a governor that will actually work with us, we've tried to work with her in the past, and she's very pig-headed and, like I said, very evil, and I don't believe she's willing to give up any power. She's drunk with power, I like to say.
Yep.
And so it's more for people to become aware that this might be coming down at you, and you need to stand up for yourself and say not just no, but heck no, I am not going to be doing this, and I'm not going to be putting my children through this, because there's no proven record of any vaccination.
Yeah. Got a heartbreak again. Nancy, bear him with us. We got one more segment. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Talking to my friend Nancy Barham out of Michigan, who's proposing a bill to stop mandated vaccinations. Although, friends, there is no constitutional provision found in the U.S. Constitution to mandate them. See, so this is why it's important that the people become educated. Hosea 4:6 tells us that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And, folks, this is why we are where we're at today. I want to tee it up for tomorrow before I get back over to Nancy. Tomorrow we're going to have Catherine Henry, the attorney that was a part to play in pulling the rug from this tyrant in that of Michigan. She's going to be on the radio with us tomorrow, and it's interesting to note after they just received this victory in Michigan from the Supreme Court saying that she's operating out of her scope of authority. In other words, it's null and void. Well, the health department came in, and they reinforced the governor's stance. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, that if the governor doesn't have the authority, neither does the Department of Health in Michigan, and it's time for the people across the country to pay attention to what's going on in Michigan, because it's going to come to your front door if it doesn't stop in Michigan. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow with Catherine Henry. She is the attorney in that case, at least one of them. Back to Nancy. Nancy, I want to play some audio for you really quick, and then I'm going to come back and ask you a couple more questions because we got about 8 minutes left on this segment. But this is a woman, an RN, that actually confronted her city council as to what the ingredients are in many of these vaccinations. And it's appalling to say the least. Go ahead and play that, Judah.
To know that more than 23 vaccines contain cells, cellular debris, protein, and DNA from aborted babies. Someone who chooses to vaccinate might say, but they only use cell lines from two aborted babies in the vaccines. Many more babies were aborted and dissected in the process of obtaining the perfect strain. In fact, aborted babies are being used every day to create new cell lines for more vaccines. So who are these babies who never received a name and are only known by a scientific reference? PERC6 came from a healthy 18-week-old baby. This strain is being used to develop adenovirus, Ebola, influenza, malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV vaccines. Developers call it a human designer cell, but what they really mean is aborted baby cells. The HEK293 cell line is derived from the kidneys of a healthy aborted fetus and is being used to develop new influenza vaccines. IMR90 cell line is a 16-week-old female aborted baby, and IMR91 came from a male aborted baby. Both were created for vaccine production and functional references. WI38, a 16-week-old female baby who was aborted in Sweden because the parents felt they had too many children. The baby was packed on ice and sent to the United States where it was dissected. The use of WI38 cells is a lucrative, money-making business. WI1 through WI25 cell strains were derived from the lung, skin, muscle, kidney, heart, thyroid, thymus, and liver of 21 separate elective abortions. WI44 was derived from the lung of a 3-month-old surgically aborted fetus. MCR5 cell line was derived from the lung tissue of a 14-week-old male. 80 elective abortions were involved in the research and final production of the current rubella vaccine. 21 from the original WI1 through WI26 fetal cell lines that failed, plus WI38 itself, and 67 from the attempts to isolate the rubella virus. Despite what you've been told, aborted body parts are in your vaccinations, and it says so right in the package inserts. You might ask what the human safety studies on the effects of aborted fetal DNA cells and proteins in the vaccines are. The answer is zero. But there is research that shows that the mixing of DNA is a huge no-no. What are we doing? There is no religious justification that makes it even remotely okay to play operation with an aborted baby, let alone inject our children with foreign DNA that has the propensity to cause all sorts of medical conditions. I hope you can see the need to keep all exemptions intact and remove this wording of limiting exemptions from your legislative agenda.
Well, Nancy Barham, the one proposing a bill from Michigan to stop forced vaccinations in her state, what say you concerning the audio?
I saw that audio a few days ago, and she is absolutely correct because it is proven that fetal aborted baby tissue is in these vaccinations, even though they like to tell you that, no, it's not in there, and you thimerosal's not in there. It's in there, and it is basically your right. I mean, I would demand it if I had to get something, but I will never do that. But you are to be shown by the doctor or the nurse that administers it, that insert. And if they refuse to do that, they are violating the law because it is law to do that. But in 1986, the pharmaceuticals became non-liable for any lawsuits that come up from any adverse reaction, death of any sort, for a vaccination. And that's when they created the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, and 30,000 people annually, children mostly, appeal to that program to get financially reimbursed for the damages that they have had. Now, you can't sue the pharmaceutical groups, but you can sue the U.S. government. I mean, So that means we're all paying for what the pharmaceutical groups are doing to us.
I mean,
it makes no sense, which is why I'm so adamant that people have a choice, get educated, find out what's going on here, and don't give it to your children. I mean, you can give a two-day-old baby a hepatitis B shot, which is for drug or sexual abuse uses, but you can't give your baby a spoonful of raw sugar or raw honey.
because they said there's too much bacteria in the honey.
Yeah, they just want to narrate and dictate everything that we consume as far as our information goes. And the more I listen to what you're even telling me right now, I mean, folks, it doesn't get any more plainer than the nose on your face that these corrupt politicians are attempting to indemnify themselves along with special interest groups that they're working with as they assail you to make sure that there's no consequence if something happens to you. I mean, this is the sickest thing that I've ever heard of. And the American people have this information, Nancy, and they still sit back and wait for somebody else to do for them what God has commanded and obligated them to do on behest of heaven and on the behalf of mankind. I got one more question. I got 3 minutes left. What other type of legislation is related to this bill which can safeguard individuals in the working place or the workplace?
Yeah, so we're working on that right now. Right, currently there's another state rep from Northern Michigan area that has a bill that was introduced last year that would not let the employer mandate an influenza vaccination. So we're going to add this language under pandemic to that bill, and we're hoping that we get a hearing before the end of the year on that one. Because right now in Michigan, healthcare workers are mandated to get a flu vaccination.
Yep.
And all of this crap is in those vaccinations as well. And there's a lot of people I know, one personally, who is an older woman who works part-time in a hospital. She can't get the vaccination. She's had cancer, so her she's immune compromised, so it's advisable for her not to get it. But because there's so much liability against doctors now, there's not a doctor that will provide her a note to say that she can't get the vaccination. Because, see, it's all been being done little by little, incrementally. The doctors are being sued. They're being crunched. It's just all happening all at the same time, and nobody's been paying attention except for a few of us trying to stop it. But, you know, when you're one of few, there's not – a lot you can do, but you can still try to blow the trumpet.
Well, the good news here is God has never used a majority to prevail. He's always used a minority, and God is always looking to the church concerning those that are willing to fight, because we see the history of the churches, Nancy, is that God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. It's interesting to see what the people are willing to fight for when you see them at the arenas, and in Minnesota here, they're painted half purple and the other half is yellow, and you know, they're naked and they got these horns on their head, and then they look at a preacher like me and say, oh, he's just radical. And they're out there praising their idols. Well, 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day are being murdered while vaccinations are being created to inject into their children and into themselves. And they haven't considered that this is going to come to their front doors. But the good news is, regardless of how many are with us, Nancy, we still win the day one way or another. God promises the victory. He's not a man that he should lie. And when you look in the book of Joshua, you can see that he told the children of Israel not one word of his covenant failed. And nowhere can you find God failing a faithful man or a faithful woman of God. You can't find it in Scripture. So that's the good news that we have. We're going to continuously fight. Is there a website that you'd like to drive people to, Nancy?
Well, if they just go and study the vaccinations, they can go to my boss's website, but there's lots of different pieces of legislation there. But if they just go to vaccination websites that are against mandatory vaccinations, they're out there. That's what I would do. I would recommend everybody get educated on exactly what they should and should not put into their children and themselves.
Amen. Nancy Barron, friends, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18, talk to you in 23. See ya.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.